Good morning. This is Mose with another daily inspiration for the 21st day of the month. And glad to be here this morning and trust that you're ready to hear some of God's word again. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, this morning we bow before you in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. We just thank you, Father, for what you have done for us. We thank you, dear God, that you've given us so many cautions, so many warnings. Lord, we just thank you that your word is life and that we can have that life abundantly. And I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you would help me today as I share from your word, that I may speak the truth in love and may be able to expound upon your word, according to your will, according to your purpose. I pray, dear God, that you would fill me with your Holy Spirit. And we just commit it to you in the wonderful and holy name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. Amen. All right. So this morning, or today, I'd like to speak about, I'd like to start in Matthew 6, 1. Matthew 6, 1 says, "Take heed that you do not your alms before men, to be seen of them, otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven." As if you have been following me this week, why, you know that I've been speaking on the verses of in the Bible where it says, "Take heed." Found 64 verses found in the whole Bible. And 128 matches, which means in some of the verses it was found twice. 35 of these were in the Old Testament. And so I was surprised to find so many in the Old Testament. But it says here in Matthew 6, 1, "Take heed that you do not your alms before men." Now, why does he say that? That simply means that we're not to give our when we give donations and stuff, we're not supposed to sound a horn or anything like that, but we're supposed to do that in secret. Because it says, otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. If we do it to be seen of men, he's saying that we have no reward in heaven. So what do we want to do? Do we want our reward here or do we want it in heaven? Obviously, obviously it looks like we can't have both. Either we'll have our reward here by broadcasting it to people, and then the people will praise us, or do we want our reward in heaven when God gives us praise for our alms, our donations, and so forth? I don't go to very many benefit sales for that purpose because I don't appreciate when people broadcast, a lot of times at a benefit auction, things will bring much more than they're actually worth. And that is simply, people are wanting to be seen of, they're wanting to be seen how much they give. So everybody at the auction can see how much they're giving. Oh, he paid $500 for that, that cake that was even sold before, maybe. And so, why do we do that? I believe it's only to be seen of men. And the Bible is very clear. It does, you'll have your reward here and not in heaven. So anyway, let's go on to the next verse where it says in Matthew 24:4, And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no man deceive you. Now, that's not the first time that we read something like that in these verses. Yesterday it said in Deuteronomy, look, this is even the Old Testament. He's saying, take heed to yourselves. Now, here in Matthew 24, it says, take heed that no man deceive you. Now, here in Deuteronomy, it said, take heed to yourself that your heart be not deceived. So it appears like we have a lot of ways that we can be deceived. So do we want to be deceived, or do we want God to lead us and guide us? So we need to take heed to ourselves that your heart be not deceived, and we need to take heed and beware. Where am I? Take heed that you're not. Take heed that no man deceive you. Okay, I'm not done with that yet. In Matthew 7:15, I'm going to read this in the New King James. And it says, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. Okay, they come in sheep's clothing, looking like sheep, looking like Christians, okay? They just look like good people who look like Christians, but they are, it says inside, they're ravening wolves. They beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. How will you know them? If they come in sheep's clothing, if they come looking like Christians, how are you supposed to know them? Well, it says right here in verse 16, it says, you will know them by their fruits. You will know them by their fruits. A good tree cannot. Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. By their fruits you will know them. And then in verse 21 it says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Oh my. Oh my. Not everyone that says, Lord, Lord. So it's not everyone that comes in the name of Jesus that is a disciple of the Lord. It says, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not cast out demons in your name? Have we not done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So, it's very clear that we can't always go by what people say, Christians. But their fruit is very clearly not that of a Christian. So, beware. Beware. Take heed. Take heed, it says here that's what we're studying. Take heed. Take heed that you do not, that no man deceive you. I think I missed one up here. No, I did that. Okay. Matthew 24:4. We just got done with that one. And now, Matthew 4:24. It says, another take heed. Now this time it's take heed what you hear. With what, and it goes on to say, with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. Take heed what you hear, and what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. Maybe you want to study that for yourself. I did not take enough of time to figure out exactly what that was saying, because it seems like there's two different things here, but somehow I believe they go together. Take heed what you hear. And then he goes and says, take heed with what measure you meet. It shall be measured unto you. I think that's what it's saying. Take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured unto you. And unto you that hear, more shall be given. So, yeah, I don't have all the Holy Spirit did not reveal to me exactly what that means. So study it out for yourself, and maybe you can give me a call and let me know what it means, because it seems kind of unclear to me. Okay, let's see here. We have enough time yet. Yeah, well, I guess we can do another verse or two. Mark 13:5, it says, and Jesus answering them began to say, take heed lest any man deceive you. And this same verse was also in, or very similar, in Matthew 24:4. So, then Mark 13:9, but take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up into councils, and in the synagogues you shall be beaten, and they shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. Then in Mark 13:23, he goes on and says it again, take heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. Mark 13:33, take heed, watch and pray, for you know what not when time is. I know if I would take these verses in context, I would probably be able to get more out of them. But anyway, that's for you to look up. Please do write these down, and or look up these things for yourself, because there's a lot in here that I'm just kind of skimming the surface here. Mark 13:23, but take ye heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. And in Mark 13:33 says, take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. Luke 18:18, take heed therefore now how ye hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even with that which he seemeth to have. Now isn't that a little bit like the verse we were just talking about back there in Mark 4:24? Yeah, it's a very similar verse. Okay, take heed in Luke 11:35. It says, take heed therefore that the light which is in thee be not darkness. The light which is in thee be not darkness. So, yeah, many times people do not have enough of light, and so it's dark. Take heed to yourself. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. All right. Well, I think that's about enough for today. And I don't know if I can get into it a little bit more tomorrow and try to take the verse and its context. That would be kind of nice if I could finish off with some things like that, rather than just skimming the surface here. But the skimming of the surface is designed to get you to dig. You know, this is not just for me to share, be sharing all the time, but it's for you to dig. Open your scripture and sea, like the Bereans. They were, and it was said of them that they were more noble because they searched the scriptures to see if these things were so. So that's what I'd like you to do. Search the scriptures and find out if these, if what I'm telling you is true, is right. So, all right. Well, again, I would like to leave my phone number with you. So 1-7-656-9576. Feel free to give me a call and with any comments or corrections. I'd be glad to interact with you. And God bless you, and you have a good, wonderful day. Bye-bye.